Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So it's time to talk about eye injuries.
Nice.
Because I think, first off, every one of us have had some sort of eye injury, right?
Right, big time.
Did you almost lose an eye?
Yeah, I could have.
Because what happened? Like glass?
It was. So I broke my safety. I played playing baseball way back when. I broke my safety glasses. So I had to wear my real glass lenses with metal frames for that game. I was on first base.
Oh, so you did have glasses that wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, sport glasses, protective glasses. Oh. Yeah, but I had to wear these real ones. And I was running from first to second. The batter hit the ball to the shortstop. They're about to turn the double play. Second baseman made the turn to first to throw the ball. And it went point blank right in my orbit.
Oh, yeah. Hit me right in there.
So I had a lens fly off into left field. I had another one that dug into my face. The metal frames of the glasses broke, dug into my face. And so they had to call the ambulance. This whole situation.
Your eye was like the in
orbit.
The mix.
Yeah, the orbit exploded. And so they had to do surgery and I had to wear a patch for like the rest of the summer.
The reason we all got our brains about eye injuries right now is there's a new study out saying that eye injuries are becoming more prevalent in kids.
From doing what?
Paintball and pellet guns.
Wait, people still paintball?
I guess.
That's still going on? I don't know.
I thought that was like a 90s thing.
Me
like,
too.
That just old men go out and go, I never got to shoot at anybody. So, I've never done it.
Wow.
It looks really unfun.
It's hard on the knees. Because you're...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like...
never mind.
Maybe you're doing it wrong.
I've heard things.
You sure it was paintball you were
That's
doing?
That's what they said.
Here's the official rule, Steve. Starts like this.
You stand up.
Okay. So I would never even do a, like my friends try to do pellet gun stuff. I wouldn't do it.
Oh, pellet gun, BB gun wars.
No,
we used to have
stupid.
Those as a kid.
It's stupid.
Yeah. You just, well, you gear up though. You wear a motorcycle helmet with a full face shield and all some pads and stuff.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my God.
Well, you guys didn't?
No.
Wow. So that's why
just run in the field.
Yeah. That's why we started out that way.
That's why these kids are getting hurt.
Because of these pellet gun wars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your eye injury. Oh God, I remember Little D's eye injury.
Yeah, so you know when you go to the circus, they have like those plastic swords that they sell to everybody that you know you can light up and shake around.
Why
and all
is that
stuff.
Though? Because there's no swords in the circus,
I don't
right?
Know. Maybe why, there why used they... to be a long time ago or something.
Okay.
I have no idea. But
I can
anyway.
See it like a Renaissance festival or
that,
something,
right?
But it's like they should sell little elephants or motorcycle riders or juggle things, but not swords,
right.
At the circus,
it makes a lot more sense,
yeah.
Right? So anyway, my dad got us, my brother and I, each a sword. And so when we got home, we were sword fighting with it. And on the street that we lived in this apartment complex. And one side of the apartment complex had this giant cinder block wall. And so I didn't want to sword fight anymore. I went inside. My little brother stayed outside. And to practice sword fighting, he fought the cinder block wall, which basically did nothing but sharpen his sword.
Yeah, that's like the stone you sharpen actual knives on. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So his was like a razor blade. And so I went back outside to play and he was like, come on, let's sword fight. So we started sword fighting and he started to swipe high. So I ducked down. When I ducked down, he brought the sword down and it went right across my actual eyeball and cut my eyeball open.
Not your eye socket,
no,
your actual
like,
eyeball.
I was bleeding from the eyeball.
Holy
yeah.
Exactly. And okay. So I screamed. I've let out like this noise that my dad said, even to this day, he's never, the second the scream came out of my mouth, he knew we were going to the hospital.
Yeah,
he didn't even have to see me.
There's
you know?
That blood curdling scream that's right. Different than the I'm kind of hurt scream.
Yeah. And so I ended up being blind in the eye for like a month, something like that. I was really little, so I don't remember exactly how long it was, but I remember I had to sit on the couch. I didn't get to go to school for like 2 weeks. And then I had to sit on the couch and watch TV with one eye. And it was bad. I will never forget either when we went to go leave my dad. It was one of those moments that was burned into my brain as a kid. I'm sitting in the front seat on my stepmom's lap, bleeding from my eyeball, and my dad is patting his pockets like, We got to go to the hospital. Where are my cigarettes? Where are the cigarettes?
He wasn't looking for his keys?
No. He just needed the cigarettes before we left for the hospital.
We can't leave yet, Jill.
I know you're bleeding and your eye is falling out.
Right. I'm going blind over here.
Speaking of eyeball falling out, we got to get to this story. And then we want your eye stories.
No.
This is the worst story I've ever read in my life. New Zealand breakers forward Akil Mitchell. He suffered an eye injury. His left eyeball, I can't even say these words. His left eyeball popped out of its socket.
God, did it.
But as he went up for a rebound.
I've seen the video.
No, you have not.
Get out. You can see it.
I will not click on those videos.
Is it dangling from the fiber optic nerve that it's? Okay.
Yes.
I don't think it's called fiber optic nerve. You're combining. You're doing what they do at the end of Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. What's
it? Where they combine two things.
Okay.
There's optic nerve and there's fiber optic.
Oh, I got them all.
Fiber optic nerve would be a really thin cord that can hold like gigabits of information.
Gotcha.
You're onto something, though.
Patent, trademark, trademark. Players, referees, and courtside fans were visibly upset by the awful sight.
Oh,
he said he's doing fine. He was able to see after the match. I don't know if they just shoved it back in.
Why?
He told reporters that he could still see from the eye when it was popped out of its socket, saying it was like being a chameleon because he could see.
I was gonna say
out his one eye forward and his other eye going down.
Okay, now that's cool.
Let's try it.
That's a ball.
We've got a spoon.
Okay. Oh, God.
We can spoon. How did it fall out?
Melon
so
ball.
He was going up for a rebound. When he was going up, a finger got poked into his eye, and it basically worked like a...
Got it. Okay, that's good. That's all the information I needed.
Yeah. Popped it out. And so he's like, he rides around on the ground for a second, and you can't tell what's wrong with him. Like, maybe he got hit in the mouth or, you know,
who put it back in?
Right?
Nobody. He stands up. Here's what I didn't understand either is, like, I can't touch my eyeball. You know, like, I wear contacts and I, like, have to do it really quick and I can't actually touch the eyeball part of my eye. And you know how when somebody gets hurt in sports, they, like, run up and put the Gatorade towel on your face?
Oh, whoa.
They basically, like, grabbed his eye with a Gatorade and towel. And I'm like, is he feeling that right now?
But that's he feeling
yeah, he's got to, right?
Like, if he can see out of it, he can feel it.
Right.
And that towel is nasty and germy and dirty.
It's all over his eyeball.
And we got to stop. That's, God.
Wow, but he's...
That's not good.
He's okay and everything
He can see and some... So they shoved it back in courtside then?
Yeah, no. They took him off and it was still dangling and he had to go to the hospital.
So it had to stay out the whole ride?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Holy smokes.
No. Somebody shove it in. At least.
Do you think, man?
I don't know, because it's going to, like,
pop
down.
Like a... does
it matter? It matters. It probably matters.
It probably does.
Because otherwise the whole world's upside down in one eye and right side up on the other eye.
Oh my gosh.
That would take
weird.
A while to get used to.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. All right. So somehow we're going to try to keep people...
Okay.
If you've hurt your eye...
In a fun way or just any way?
Well, I think that we're only going to take, like, one call because we're going to get so grossed out. We're going to move on. But, oh my God, I'm probably going to throw up.
Yeah, it was dangling, Slacker. It was just
it's
like
the dangling.
That.
You're saying the right word.
And it was
too.
Like
you
a
really
pendulum.
Want me to throw up?
It was flopping and it was like a pendulum back and forth.
Stop.
You can whip it around.
It's starting to get to me. It's starting to get to me.
Just think of that nerve.
Because you know what happened? Like, we were wrapping up there and I could feel it's how the terry cloth of the Gatorade towel got all like.
Oh, dry.
Dry. And you know how I am with dry in my mouth?
Yeah. Yep.
And your sinuses are all kind of connected in your eyeball and it's like. Putting a dry towel
on a dry eye socket.
Got it. Okay.
Kind of like a Terminator when he lost his eye.
Did you guys
eye?
Ever have that game where like the ball was on the string and you had to catch it in the cup?
Oh,
you think he like did that with his eye? Like,
dude, that'd be Slacker. He probably played that game with the cup, a Gatorade cup. Are you still here? Are you? You need a towel?
I don't need it.
We got a towel if you need one for your eye.
I want the show to be over.
Okay.
Is the show over?
Nope.
Check the clock. I think it's over.
It's like when Terminator lost
not
his eye.
Back to the mic today.
He cut his eye out and then he took
you
that.
You could stop talking.
Took that towel and he stuck it in there.
I'm coming back just to wrap this up. We were gonna do eye stories. I guess we still are.
Yay.
We might only get one of you in, so don't be mad because I'm gonna barf.
Yeah.
So if you've been hurt in the eyeball. Oh, God. Yikes. Haley's so excited to get on, she's already yaying us. All right, Haley, let's have your eye injury.
So I had to have my eye probed, and they had to put needles into my eye in order to clear the tear duct. And by the time the doctor came in, the numbing stuff they had put on my eye had worn off because he took so long. They put needles in my eye, and I could feel it, and it hurt so bad. I have a picture of it, too.
Haley! What the heck?
Yeah, because of this now I can blow bubbles out of my eyes.
Oh, my
come
God.
On. What stuff? No.
That's disgusting. Yep. And I mean, the first needle went in, you were like, hello, I feel this.
Yeah, I'm like, there's like a lot of pressure building up in my eye. And then as he kept going, I'm like, this is really sharp. I can feel it. The numbing stuff should be working. I'm like, it's not.
Okay. OMG.
All right, that was lovely, Haley. Thanks for ruining our show. Thank you for the call. Dude, I can't.
I know.
I didn't realize that, because we don't ever talk about eyes specifically.
And bulging.
But this is a hot button. I never realized it was a hot button
pressure
for me.
That's...
Stop. What? For real, stop.
On the iris there.
You know, I had LASIK surgery, right? And it's the greatest thing I ever did in my life. And they give you the DVD. I will tell you, people, I'm not lying when I say it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. It changed my life. No more glasses, no more. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But why would anyone want to watch it?
Right.
It's like,
don't want to see it.
And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, the pressure and then the ball. And then
I'm telling you,
I'm just verifying.
Either later on today, tomorrow, we're just doing the weirdest thing that happened with mucus or eating your own mucus. We're doing things. I know your hot buttons and you can keep pushing on me could stop and I won't push back on you.
Okay.
Like we have a choice. We can either be friends or we can be enemies.
Tell you what,
and you're choosing option B.
I just wanted to, I'll refrain from the.
Oh, you're going to refrain now after you just try to get me to get.
Okay, I'll refrain from
Ryan.
Yeah, guys, what's going on?
Yeah, eyes.
All right, so everybody's got that friend in college, that dude.
Yeah.
So this is that dude. Out at a bar with all the fellas, had one too many, picked a fight with the wrong guy, right?
Oh.
It hits so hard in the face, it knocks his eye out of the socket.
What?
But because he's that dude, he doesn't leave it alone. He tries to push it back into his head.
What?
He collapses the eye into itself with his own thumb. Before we leave the bar and take him to the hospital.
Son of a...
Is the eye work? Does it work? Is it over?
He didn't lose... No vision loss. He had an eye patch for a while, but he was that dude. So it's what he does. It was just the most disgusting thing you could ever imagine.
Right?
Unbelievable.
We need to make a note of this will be the first, last, only time we're ever talking about eyes.
Oh, we're talking about eyes?
Yeah, that's it. I'm honest to God. You and Little D, someday when I don't feel good, you guys can do eye stories from the beginning of the show to the end. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah, because you're getting a little...
I'm starting to get defensive. I'm starting to get angry.
I can see your...
It's not great.
Yeah,
because I am trying to not barf.
Yeah, I know the eye, though.
So you're going to reiterate just to make sure that I go over the hump. Dude,
I'm just sitting here, man.
That's really your position? That's really the statement you're going to make right now?
We're just talking about this topic. That's all we're...
Steve. You know what? To use your words, you're the victim.
Thank you.
Beth?
I shot a nail in my eye.
Oh, perfect. Because why wouldn't you? On a dare, would you get $5?
No, I was actually, I think a lot of people do this, but I had something nailed to the ceiling with a string on it. So I was hanging, I had a mobile hanging, and I decided to pull it down and I yanked it. And I thought I hit my face, and I put my hand up, and it was in my eyeball.
Oh,
But it was so far in that I had to push in around the head of it to pull it out.
Pull it out! It's like an arrow when you get shot. Yeah. You leave it in or you put...
I know, you're right. That's the number one public service message. If you get something in your eye, you leave it there till you get to the hospital. And I tore all the way across it. I ended up being blind for 10 years.
What?
But you can see now?
Yep, because technology changed, and I ended up getting an artificial lens implant. This was a really long time ago. And then I had a corneal transplant.
Good for you.
Your eyeball actually doesn't have feeling. It's everything around it.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's all really used for inflammation. Love to get more, but I'm going to barf, so.
Yeah, Slacker's not doing too well.
Dude.
Oh, what?
Choose your words.
I was just talking about your condition.
I want everybody to get it in their head that within the next 48 hours, it's nothing but mucus on
the
show.
Why?
Wall-to-wall mucus tales.
Wall-to-wall mucus.
Paige.
Yay. Not my eye injury, thank goodness, but I worked with a girl that we were in training together. She was born with a condition where her eyes actually popped out of its socket all the time.
Okay,
what
no,
the
we're good.
Heck?
Just she just be having a conversation. It's a staff meeting. It's like, okay.
It got to the point. She would sneeze. We were driving down the road. She sneezed. Jesus. Well, not just one eye popped out, but both of them popped out. We had to stop. She's driving. Pull over, and I'm sitting there looking at this woman with no eyes in her pocket. And they're like,
stop talking.
God, it is so
that's
weird. Slacker, I don't know if you heard her.
I got it!
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.